Today's scripture is taken from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At one moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it. But if that nation, concerning which I have spoken, turns from its evil, I will change my mind about the disaster that I intended to bring on it. And at another moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it. But if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will change my mind about the good that I had intended to do to it. Now, therefore, say to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, look, I am a potter shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Turn now, all of you, from your evil way, and amend your ways and your doings. Here ends today's reading.
That passage from Jeremiah that Penny just read has that image of the potter and the clay, basis for an old hymn that Marge played as the prelude this morning. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. It's a powerful image, metaphor. As Jeremiah uses it, he is thinking in terms of nations. But we also use that image as a way of God relating to us as individuals. How many of you worked with clay? Several of hands going up. In the church in Benzonia that I served, we had a professional potter who was an active member. If you've ever been in the church, there's a big window in front, and Alan designed that window. But Alan Vigeland is the potter, and more than once in my years there, I'd go into Alan's studio and watch him work with the clay. And occasionally, something would go wrong. There'd be a flaw. And he'd stop and pound it all together and start again. And he made beautiful pots and plates. Charged a lot more than I could afford, but beautiful, beautiful work. This is a powerful metaphor about how God is relating to us, but I'm troubled by it in some ways. We are frequently pounded by life. Circumstances, events, sometimes our own bad decisions pound us But I don't think it's God who pounds us. We get remade. God is with us when life punches us. God is always present to help us to be molded into new people. But as Alan would rework that clay, when there was a flaw, sometimes pretty violently, that was hard work. I think God is at work in our lives, but it's not God that does the pounding. God does the molding. If we're open to the movement and the presence and the Spirit of God. As we're dealing with difficult life challenges and situations, health concerns, whatever they may be, the good news is that God is with us, present, there to help shape our lives and to deal with all those difficult situations that confront us and pound us. We have to be open, as Robin sang about, to the movement of the Spirit of God to meld us and mold us, to deal with all those challenges that confront us. That's why we gather around the table this morning, to be reminded in a very visible, participatory way that God is always with us. Whatever life throws upon us, whatever challenges we face, God is present. And we know that because God has given us God's Spirit and God's Son. So let us come to the table to be strengthened, to be refreshed, to be renewed, to be able to face all of the challenges that we have in this life. Amen.